From the Gospel of Luke. When the time came, he took his place at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have ardently longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Because I tell you, I shall not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then, taking a cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and share it among you. Because from now on, I tell you, I shall never again drink wine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He did the same with the cup after supper and said, This cup is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you. The Last Supper. Jesus knows that he is about to die. So this truly is a Last Supper, a farewell. He gives himself as the true Lamb and thus institutes his Passover. He gives himself. He gives what is old, the Jewish Passover, a new meaning. And so St. Paul tells us, cleanse out the old leaven. Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Christians must be freed from the old leaven of sin. And the one to take upon himself our sins is the sacrificial Lamb of Jesus Christ. The key words in the institution narrative, Pope Benedict recounts, for you, for many. This is the expiation. What is its nature? Jesus offers the good news of God's kingdom, unconditional forgiveness. But this good news is rejected. And so more and more Jesus comes to identify himself with the suffering servant. Pope Benedict speaks of a flexibility on God's part. The whole of the Old Testament is replete with events where God waits for man's free choice. But wherever the answer is no, and that's frequent, God opens a new path of love with Adam, with Cain and Abel, with the flood, with the Tower of Babel. But the most radical expression of this love is the cross, where Jesus offers himself fully, despite all the rejection of men. He takes men's no upon himself and draws them into his yes. What does Jesus do at the Eucharist? Firstly, he gives thanks. But what does he give thanks for? In advance, that his Father does not abandon him to death, for the gift of the resurrection. And then Jesus breaks the bread. What does this represent? God, who gives us everything, a gesture of hospitality. The stranger is given a share in this bread. To quote Pope Benedict, in this sacrament we enjoy the hospitality of God, who gives himself to us in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. And then the cup, the new covenant. What is this unconditional forgiveness? It's not a matter of turning a blind eye to evil, because evil has its consequences. The new covenant is evil that is attacked and overcome at its root. But where we as men and women cannot confront evil at its root, God does this in the suffering servant, who takes sin upon himself, plants a new covenant in man's heart. What is this new covenant? The total gift of himself, where he draws you and me into this life, so that we in turn can become bread broken for the other.